Enjoy your nice house. What's your problem? We're out here protecting your rights because they are being violated. I didn't ask you to come out here. You didn't have to.
Because I'm aware of that they're under threat.
Under threat?
And that's what I am doing.
It's self-inflicted.
What I am here to do is protect your rights and their rights.
It is self-inflicted.
Because of the war.
Self-inflicted, mister.
Under threat.
It's self-inflicted.
Because of the war.
Why don't you go into one of the mosques in Dublin and do that?
To get the maximum exposure.
Why didn't they go into the mosque?
For maximum exposure. Yes.
Why don't they go into dinner and never mind your personal...
Because they're on a hunger strike. They're on a hunger strike because they face torture and certain death.
Torture is lies. 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 That's all you get. Lies. Lies.
You know this for a fact?
Lies. Yes.
How do you know that?
I know it for a fact. It's
how?
Lies.
How?
Never mind. Don't put that into my mouth. Don't put that into my mouth. Right? I'm telling you. Right? I'll tell you.
Don't put that into my mouth.
Yeah. And what do you do about it?
I could ask the guard.
Well, ask the guard. The guards are sick of it. And they're sick of people like you.
Why do you do gooders? Do gooders.
Yeah, do gooders.
Are you a Christian, yeah? Are you a Christian?
Do
you go to Mass, did you?
I
mean, you probably do. You probably tell your family you go to Mass.
My religion's got nothing to do with you.
Oh.
Because I don't want you on these streets. You should be out of
here. I'm entitled to be on my own streets, as you are.
With your propaganda.
It's not propaganda. Telling someone else's truth. Yes.
What do you know about the truth?
Because we've recorded the men and they're telling their story.
Why don't they go through the proper
They have. Two people.
There's two of them on there that's already been granted asylum.
That's a lie.
Two people.
That's not a lie.
Two people.
They aren't even in the building.
Two people have resigned from the process, the asylum process, because of the lack of transparency.
The problem was that the first day the Garda should have gone in and out the door and let them go out on the street, and that's it. It's two weak-minded Wests.
That's lovely to hear. And the argument is that their own fault. The US imperialism.
Self-inflicted.
It's not.
Are you brain dead?
No, it's not.
Stop eating. It's self-inflicted.
Why are they in this situation in the first place? Why?
How did they come in here? They didn't fly in from Afghanistan. The Dublin Convention says they are...
No, they got driven out of their country. They
came in through the UK or Italy. They haven't got a right. The Dublin Convention...
Here, we just walk at it. Open it and mark it. Open it and mark it, yeah?
Human rights says you apply in the country you land, and there's no direct flight from Afghanistan to Ireland. Fact.
When the Irish were going through their difficulties, and all the people says, and they said, forget the Irish, forget them. Yes, and we do our best to, if we all help each other a little bit. Yes, it is life.
In the church, most people have difficulties.
A place of sanctuary.
That's self-inflicted. Get out,
sir. I'm recording this for community media.
I couldn't care less what you record.
Oh, that's great. It's lovely to see. It's lovely to see that the Irish care for the other people of this planet is alive and kicking today.
There's 40 million want to leave their countries.
Yeah.
40 million wants to leave their countries and come in. 40 million.
Do you remember when our population was 9 million? Do you remember?
I don't agree with Irish illegals in America either.
Chances are a fair bit of money came back from the States or England to keep your family alive. True family, people who had to emigrate 100 years ago.
Listen, I have three sisters in the United States.
And lucky for them.
Oh, just hold on. Both of them went into the United States legally.
Yeah.
There you go.
Both of them went into.
Because they were lucky enough to. Because they were lucky enough to. And these men are trying to engage.
I can go to any country in the world if I go through the right procedure.
Because the Irish are lucky. What about all the Irish who went in the 1840s when the population...
1840s is 100 years ago.
Yes.
There was nobody living in America then.
There was.
There was nobody, only the native Indians.
I'm sure you've...
What happened to them?
Yeah, genocide. And the fact that in the 1840s, the Irish famine, which was an attempt at genocide of the Irish people.
It's going into all these countries. There's
thankfully now there is. Thankfully now.
It's going into all this country.
The Irish had to go and work, and they were able to. They're not allowed work. Every one of them want to work. They want to work. They're not given the choice to work. They're not allowed work.
They're not allowed work. It's quite correct. Every other country in Europe, they have to be four or five years in it before they get anything.
Some of these men have been there that length of time. Some of them have been. No, they're not. Some of them have been here over 5-6 years, and the asylum process does not work.
I'm already holding everybody to ransom, saying they're going to commit suicide now.
Because they're being forced back. The state is about to take them.
They're not welcome in. They're not wanted in this country. You know what I mean?
So the Irish.
He says they never heard of Patrick's Cathedral or anything, yet they knew where it was. They knew where to go and sit down and say, we're going on hunger strike, and if you don't do that, we're going to kill ourselves. Why are they holding us to ransom?
Why? You
know what I mean?
Well, I just remember when times were hard here, and the Irish people had a tough time. They nearly died, but thankfully they didn't.
They got in legally. And
so 1850s, 1860s, that was all legal?
They had to work. They didn't get pram.
It was?
I saw a case. They were going out to Lucan.
Yeah.
One of the crowd came in here. There was two prams on the thing, and the bus conductor wouldn't allow the third one. She got on left the pram there, and the person asked her, what's going to happen to the pram? She says, I'll go up and get another one. Who's subsidising that?
I don't
think you're bloody mad.
Anyway, I think we're moving down Moore Street, so...
I know where you're coming from, but...
That's just some sound bites from the streets of Dublin here on Saturday afternoon, Henry Street, just outside the Spike, the new monument for the city. So that's what the people in the city of Dublin feel. It's sad to see that the care that used to exist in Irish society for others in tough times has what looks like gone. But that's the way. I'm sure if James Connolly was alive today, he'd be here and he'd be fighting for those men. So unfortunately, the Irish, it looks like, have forgotten their own history. It's a sad day.